Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free. So enjoy those on us as we launch here into the second hour of the show. Again, freetalklive.com is the website. So, as we've been observing over the past several months, various different state governments around the country, of course, the big news has recently been about New York, have been scraping for more money. They've been doing whatever they can to get more money in because in a tough economy, people are, you know, scaling back their living habits and things like that. They just don't have as much money. People losing their jobs left and right. It's a tough time out there, and governments don't care. They're not cutting their budgets. They're keeping their budgets the same size, and they're trying to raise taxes so they can make up the differences.
They're giving raises to the local bureaucrats when everybody else is, you know, seeing some of the worst economic times of their lifetime. Well, you know, things are going fine at the government.
So there's news all over the place about the various different creative ways the governments are coming up with to get more tax money in.
It's just evaluating your property inefficiently. You know,
are they
way too high? Oh yes.
Okay.
All over.
I hadn't heard about that one, but
I've talked about it on the show twice.
Okay. Well, I've certainly seen stories about how New York State is looking at increasing a variety of taxes on a number of different categories of items. And, of course, it's happening all over the place. One of the responses that is coming out of people is to move. Even old Rush Limbaugh the other day made news by announcing he was planning on moving from New York State, no longer producing his show there, which, as far as I'm concerned, that's great news. Maybe he'll encourage other people to vote with their feet, so to speak.
In the taxes in West Palm are so much better. I'm sure they're better.
They probably are. There's no state income tax in Florida.
Yeah, I happened to hear that. And what happened was, I guess he's upset because he doesn't really do his show that much in New York. It's more of a backup of his bad weather in Florida. But the state of New York forces him to account for every single day he's in New York working.
Is that right?
And has to pay taxes on that. They nickel and dime him that way. And I don't blame him for being upset about it. He should probably open up a studio in New Hampshire.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to encourage somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who's just a adherent to the Republican Party, no matter what it is that they do. I'm not interested in having him come up here. Glenn Beck wouldn't be such a bad thing. He seems to be moving in the right direction. I've seen no evidence whatsoever that Rush Limbaugh has changed in any way, shape, or form.
He only sounds like a libertarian now because his party is out of power.
Right. So don't let him fool you.
No.
That'll all be different once the Republicans get back in charge, if that happens again.
Said it himself. He carries the water for the Republicans.
He did. He admitted that. All right. So here's what's going on in Chicago in response to drastically increased rates and taxes and fees and things like that. According to CBS News in Chicago, CBS2Chicago.com, they're taking more of your quarters every day, and Chicagoans are in revolt. While some are saying enough by just avoiding them, others are taking out their frustrations on the parking meters. Literally. CBS 2 chief correspondent Jay Levine says that there's a lot of anger behind the new meter rate increases. You think enough is enough? How about 12? That's how many quarters by an hour of parking time.
Gosh.
In some places now. That's $3 for an hour of time. And it's why some people are saying they've had enough. Near Broadway and Addison, meter after meter are broken. One woman said, I called the company and I said, I don't want a ticket, one woman said. LAZ is a Chicago company which collects the money for the New York owner, which paid the city $1.2 billion to lease the city's 36,000 meters for 75 years. They've pasted new stickers on them.
Good deal, huh?
Doubling the rates to as much as a quarter for 5 minutes in the loop. That's $3 an hour to $2 an hour in many other neighborhoods, and people are angry. Now, this is an example of privatization, by the way, I'd like to point out. This is what privatization gets you. It gets you one private company, one politically controlled, politically connected private company who's buddy-buddy with some of the politicians, gets the exclusive deal for, in this case in Chicago, 75 years.
Sweet, huh?
To operate and to collect the revenues from the parking meters. That's privatization, and that's why a lot of people, when they use the term privatization, they may have the intent of solving a problem, but it just creates another problem. Now you've got a monopoly granted to a private company. It's not really that much better than the government system.
Not much, no.
People come into the neighborhood for entertainment reasons. You can't anymore because the meters are so expensive, said a local resident, and people are frustrated. It's jammed, a woman said. CBS2 called the company, too, twice to New York, another to Chicago. They didn't call back. We also called the city. They called back, but basically said, not our meters anymore, mm-hmm. not our problem. Enter a guy who calls himself Mike the Parking Ticket Geek. He contacted us via Twitter, showed his website, theexpiredmeter.com, which he used to give people advice on how to beat parking tickets. The site has become a lightning rod for people's complaints about the new rates and operators. Mike says the people who are writing to him have a sense of anger, frustration, and rage in some cases, to the point where some, it appears, are vandalizing the meters. Pictures on Mike's website show meters deliberately smashed, taken apart, spray-painted, or deliberately jammed.
You know, I'd heard out in, I can't remember, is it Berkeley, where they were actually vandalizing the meters by simply taking pennies with a little bit of silicone on them, on like either side or one side or whatever. Yeah, so they were, you know, sticky. Silicone's sticky even when it's dry. It's kind of rubbery.
Right.
And that, you know, the pennies that have a little bit of silicone on them, they stick them in the meter and then
they don't go down.
Yeah, right. Then it's the slot's jammed and you can't put any more money in it, and then what?
So they have to come and literally repair those meters. Now, this goes back to
and you can do that without wielding a hammer out there in the middle of God and everybody. I mean, you know. That's even more insidious.
That's actually exactly what the guy at theexpiredmeter.com here says, that a lot of people are suggesting taking a quarter, putting super glue on it, and putting it in the coin slot. So that's certainly a popular method. Now, it brings us back to a conversation we had a couple weeks ago, Mark, that got fairly heated, and that was the conversation about, I used the term sabotage, but monkey wrenching is probably a more accurate term, monkey wrenching the system. And you were talking against monkey wrenching. You said that people that are inside the government shouldn't
I think
be...
mostly what I was saying was that you shouldn't be saying the word sabotage.
So you are in favor of monkey wrenching.
I think that there are times for it and times that...
Are you in favor of the parking meter stuff?
I would not advocate, breaking a city property like that.
What is city property?
The parking meters.
Does the city really have property?
I just wouldn't advocate it. That's
Here's
all.
What I would suggest. I would suggest that the city doesn't actually own anything. It's just a gang of men and women who are willing to use violence on you. So the things that they claim ownership of, whether they be their vehicles or whether they be their buildings, the parking meters, the things they claim ownership of, it's just unclaimed property.
Yeah, but they hold those assets for the benefit of everybody, Ian.
Well, I don't think so. The parking meters don't seem to benefit anybody but the police department.
They have to raise money to provide services for all the people, the homeless and the poor and the soup kitchens and everything.
Yeah, but that's not coming out of the parking meter money.
Well, it all goes into the general fund. The parking meters, in some cases, and I don't know, it keeps people from...
I don't believe that goes into the general fund either.
I don't know where it goes.
But where does the parking meter money go?
To the parking meter bureaucracy, as I understand it. I could be wrong.
What services does it pay for?
It pays for the parking meter maid. To go and collect
mostly that's true.
Money from the parking. It's true. From what I've seen, from what I understand from Toby, I think it was Toby at Free Minds TV that did the digging through the city budget to find this out, that essentially the operation is in the red. So the money they're collecting from the meters don't even pay for the bureaucracy's overhead.
That's because they don't have enough meter maids out there giving tickets.
Yes. Seems like they're doing a fine job of that. But I think that there's nothing wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with monkey wrenching these parking meters. Whether it's putting a quarter with glue on it down in there or whatever, I don't see that as damaging anyone's property because nobody legitimately owns it.
Well, my meter today was ran over by an hour. I forgot about it and I didn't get a ticket, so somebody wasn't doing their job.
You got lucky.
Yeah.
Was it in Keene?
Yes.
That's good. Well, and it wasn't Tuesday either, because Tuesday is Ticketless Tuesdays in Keene. On the afternoons, the activists go out and they, I think it usually happens around 4 o'clock, so the entirety of Tuesday is not Ticketless, but at least an hour is.
Clever name.
And so they walk down the street and they put quarters into people's meters that are about to expire or have already expired. So you could have been saved by then had you been parking at the right time. But nonetheless, I don't think that there are that the meters are the property of the city. They're nobody's property, and such are subject to various different sabotage or monkey wrenchings. 800-259-9231. Am I wrong about that? Does the city actually own the meters? Does it have the right to control them, or is it just an armed gang controlling stolen property? This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen, it's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features we give to you. The Shrine of Female Listeners are included. That is a feature on our site that has a lot of lady listeners that have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. And see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's Sickle, C-A-I.
800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone call. Scott is on the line in Texas. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, you wanted to know what the Gmail April Fool's prank was?
Google's, yeah, I'm sure there was one for Gmail or one for Google. What was it?
Yeah, the one on Gmail, I logged in to Gmail this morning and it said Gmail autopilot, and I was like, what was that? And I opened it up and it said it will automatically respond to all your emails. You don't have to log in anymore. It'll respond to all your emails. You know, I was thinking that's really cool, and you could, like, customize it and stuff. You know, the funny thing was they didn't tell you until you went down to the terms at the bottom. I was looking it up on Google trying to figure out, you know, is that really true? I was pretty surprised on it.
And so they actually ended up telling you when you tried to activate the service?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know until I hit the terms at the bottom, the terms of agreement. So they didn't really tell you. So everyone was saying, oh, is this real and stuff? And they were like, it's not in the add-ons you can get for Gmail. So what are they lying? And then, you know, it came up April Fool's joke. And it is April Fool's joke. It ain't April's Fool's.
Yeah, I don't know where I got that. You're right. I was just looking into that. I don't know where I'd heard that. I thought maybe it's when you say, maybe when you actually pull the prank, you're supposed to say April's Fool. Or am I wrong completely?
Oh, I don't know. I always thought it was April Fool's.
It is April
That's how
Fool's.
I always say it.
It's April Fool's Day. But I thought that people are supposed to say April's Fool when they actually pull the prank. Maybe I'm completely wrong on that. I don't know where I heard
I'll
that
I'll take
one.
That answer.
Complete, me being completely wrong?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go
All right.
Hey,
thanks.
I think it's April.
Anything else on your mind tonight?
That's it.
Thanks, Scott, for the call. Let's talk to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne and Mark.
Hi, Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I was thinking about the parking meters.
Yes, sir.
And whether they belong to the city, the government, so on and so forth. Remember Cool Hand Luke?
Yes.
He cut down every one of them with a bottle of Jack Daniels and an axe off.
Yeah. I thought he had some kind of, like, pipe cutter.
Well, it doesn't matter. The point is, he comes down and he went to prison.
That's going to draw some attention. I think I like the idea of just putting in a quarter or a nickel or something with the silicone on the side. I think that's a little more subtle and probably more effective in the long run.
It was funny, though, that it went completely up and down Main Street and cut every parking meter. Apparently, he had a parking meter hatred or something like that, and that spawned the whole movie.
It's great. And so it's frustrating to a lot of people, and that's what's going on right now in Chicago, is people are getting very upset by these parking meters that are charging them $3 an hour to park at. I mean, it's nuts.
You know, it's interesting because that movie was based back in the 60s. So we're looking at 30-something years later, and we still have the frustration of parking meters. I mean, I worked for the police department for a while. And, oh, these people wrote on their windows and everything that meter maids are just, you know, I mean, all kind of cursing words. And we took pictures of the whole thing. But,
yeah, I think meter maids may be the most hated of government bureaucrats.
Yeah, pretty much they are, especially the college students down here in Charleston.
I mean, the police can beat people and everything, but the meter maids just seem to have a much wider hatred spectrum from the average person.
Well, the average person deals with them more than they do with the cop that beats them.
That's true. Good point. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Where's the hatred? Why is the hatred so much for parking enforcement?
Great question. I don't know. Maybe they feel like they're being nickeled and dimed to death. Thanks for the call tonight.
But with our current paradigm, I kind of feel like we need some level of parking enforcement with the way things work currently and today. I mean, I don't know how it would be or, you know, what would happen, but I feel like parking spaces should be, that's the problem of the person that owns the building, in my opinion. And
it should be their problem, is what you're saying.
It should be
theirs. It's not, because the state owns the parking spaces, And so the building owner doesn't really have any say in it today, but it should switch to where the parking spaces are, in my opinion, I think this would be the easiest way to handle it, just basically cede that part of the road, or, I mean, ideally cede the entire road to private ownership, but cede the parking spaces, at the very least, to the owners of the buildings that are abutting those particular spaces. Okay, these are your spaces, these are your three, these are your three, these are your two, whatever, depending on how large
Good
the building
luck.
Is. And here you go. You figure it out, right? If you have a problem, number one, your employees are going to want to park near the building, right? So you need to tell your employees, no parking near the building. If we find your car in our spaces, then...
Well,
you're going to be disciplined.
Understood, but people are going to act the way people act. So why not go ahead and go crazy and get your employees, one of those month long parking passes at the local, parking garage. I've worked in many a downtown where they've had many, where I've had to deal with parking meters and timed parking and all that other stuff. If the management had just forked out the $40 a month, I mean, think about that. When they're paying you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month, I don't know what people get paid, but I'm getting paid somewhere in that, right? $40, nothing. It's nothing.
To help the customers have more spaces to park in?
Right.
Yeah, sure. Sure. So the people, if we had a free market in parking, which we don't. If we had a free market in parking, then what you'd see happen is businesses would go under as the market just churns through the best, the best businesses stay in business, the bad ones go out of business, unless the federal government steps in and bails them out. But businesses would go under, and inevitably buildings would end up going vacant, and there's a good chance somebody who's a parking entrepreneur could come in there and turn that former building into a parking garage. And I think that what you'd see happen with a free market in parking is you'd see more parking options springing up. Because right now you pretty much have to rely on the government to build a parking meter or a parking garage, or the government to change the parking situation in any given downtown area, and the government just doesn't have the incentive to keep up with the market demand. So
right.
If there are a bunch of new businesses going in that are attracting new clients and they don't have anywhere to park, well, too flippin' bad.
Right. It's basically business welfare. It's corporate welfare. These businesses need to be responsible. It's not the business. The buildings owners would be the ones who are responsible. The businesses that rent from them would likely have that in their contract. What you need to create is a loggerheads, because essentially they have they're welfare queens. They're like, well, the government's taking care of parking. I'm not going to take care of parking. Why should I take care of parking? The government takes care of parking, and the government, it stinks. They got to do something about this parking. And so they just sit there like welfare queens and complain about how good the free cheese is that they get, and
as opposed
they don't have to deal with their problem, which is, where are my customers going to park?
Right, as opposed to actually handling the situation and building something, whether it's a parking garage or leveling somebody else's property and just putting more spaces there. Obviously, parking garages make the most sense for urban environments.
They're expensive.
And, it's an investment, right?
Yep.
Want people to come to your business? You got to give them somewhere to park. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Or cross your fingers and hope the government figures it out before you go out of business. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up anything.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
I'm Ed Hanway with Cigna. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 15 years and we'll continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Joe Wood with Famous Footwear. We're a proud national sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 6 years, and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you've purchased the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, all the features we give away. So enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. Features including live streams, broadband version, dial-up, webcam versions, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun shows happening April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That's starting in 2 days at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person. KNOBCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com. So we continue here with whatever it is you want to talk about. Otherwise, we go to interesting things to us. Vin Saprinowitz over at LouRockwell.com. The story about submission, something that all of us do to some extent or another, and it's something that I would suggest people practice not doing. And, of course, I mean submitting to the state, bowing to their demands, specifically the police. Mr. Saprinowitz writes, I just finished reading the article on excessive force on page 2B, wrote Ron, the former police officer, on March the 5th. Another person was apparently injured in a police confrontation followed by the usual lawsuit. As a former police detective, I have a solution on how to avoid 99% of all injuries, lawsuits, and deaths sustained as a result of a police confrontation, offers Officer Ron. Here's his solution. When stopped by an officer, do as he asks. Never run from the police, never fight with the police, never get into a shouting match, don't try to escape from custody, simply submit. But try to obtain all the info you can, i.e. why am I being stopped, etc. If you feel the officer is in error, there will be ample opportunity to contest the allegations later. That comprises the entirety of Officer Ron's letter and advice.
Yeah,
just submit.
Pretty much what all police officers would advise.
On March 20th, it makes their job easier, doesn't it?
Sure.
And I'm not saying that people should get violent against cops.
Oh, that's I'm not suggesting that either, but, you know, not asking questions of authority figures right then. I'm not saying that following up can't be useful, but it's not nearly as useful. The fact is, the cops have a very effective system for warding off complaints of people that think that their officers have stepped out of line. People think that a lot. They're police officers. They control people's behavior. People don't like that. So they have, they've dealt with people that are unhappy about how their police officers have acted for a very long time.
On March 27th, 2006, People magazine published an article that reported on what happens to a number of Americans or what happened to a number of Americans who just submitted. Reporter Bill Hewitt wrote in the article headlined Phony Cops, Real Victims. Heather Southland had just gotten in her car after an evening visit with a girlfriend in Leesville, Louisiana. As she drove away, a green Ford Bronco pulled close behind her, flashing its lights. Sutherland, 24, turned onto a deserted side street. The man got out of his Bronco and said, "Leesville Police Department, undercover narcotics. Step out of the car." She recalls he ordered her to walk backward toward him and put her hands on the trunk of her vehicle. She asked to see his badge, and he refused. He said, "I didn't need to see his badge," she says. "I knew right then something extremely bad was about to happen." It did. Seconds later, as he tried to flee, the man grabbed her and raped her at knife point. Because
she tried to flee?
She did.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought that he was trying to flee. The man got very strange.
Because she just submitted. The magazine reports that such incidents happen more often than many people imagine, and in this age of the internet where badges and uniforms are readily available, it has never been easier to pull off. While no national statistics are kept, earlier this year the Chicago Sun-Times ran a series on fake cops that documented how in the past 3 years there had been more than 1,000 cases in the Chicago area alone of people posing as police in order to commit a variety of crimes. On Long Island, Reginald Goose is now on trial for the 2005 murder of an assistant bank branch manager, James Gottlieb, who was shot after Goose, who pleaded not guilty, allegedly pretended to be a police officer and pulled him over. The mortally wounded Gottlieb told a witness, "I stopped because I thought it was a cop." So he, too, just submitted. In Blacksburg, South Carolina, Charles Connor was accused or is accused of going into a convenience store last September in a police-style khaki shirt with a two-way radio and a gun on his hip and telling owner Nick Patel he was a North Carolina cop. For 90 minutes, he hung out in the store chatting with Patel until they were alone. Then he demanded all his money. Patel, married with two children, turned over $5,168. Then police say Connor, a former corrections officer who has pleaded not guilty, shot Patel in the head.
Oh, dear God.
Connor knew enough to convincingly pretend to be a police officer, says this Cherokee County Sheriff. Sometimes a moment's compliance is all the fake cop is looking for, the police. The article continues. According to authorities, last September, Luz Heredia, 53, of Melrose Park, Illinois, was in her car on her way to her factory job with two coworkers when a man approached and flashed a badge. Moments later, he allegedly grabbed Heredia, who had six grandkids, and pulled her from the vehicle, saying, "You're coming with me." He forced her into his SUV. Less than 2 hours later, she was found sexually assaulted and beaten. She died 5 days later. Jorge Dominguez, 28, has been charged in the crime and has pleaded not guilty. "My mother had her gut instinct," says Heredia's daughter, Lena Hernandez, "but she didn't want to go against the law, so she just submitted." Ladies, ever been advised to drive to a well-lighted area where there are plenty of witnesses before pulling over when you see those flashing lights in your rear window? Read women handcuffed for driving to well-lit area while being stopped by police.
Yeah.
So they'll tell you one thing and they'll do another. When
absolutely,
they
hate that. They hate the idea that somebody wouldn't pull over. They see the blue lights. You not respect my authority. They see the blue lights. They don't pull over immediately.
And they're very rude about it too.
Yeah. I was pulled over once, and the cops said that I pulled over too quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't make them happy.
No.
It happened to me one time, and I did not drive that far. I was already in an area that was fairly public, but I didn't want to pull over on the side of the road.
Yeah,
I hate that. I just hate it when the cops pull people over in the right lane of a two-lane road, and they take up an entire lane. So I was just trying to do the other drivers a favor by pulling off onto a side street.
Yep. And the cop, too. I mean, cops are killed every single year by, you know, getting mushed by cars on the side of the road.
But what's the cop do? He jumps up on the tail of my car, basically. I mean, not literally, but in his car, he's tailgating me, essentially. He just rolls right up as close as he can possibly get and is flashing his siren and flashing his lights and just being as rude as he possibly can, as though I was unaware that he was behind me. I had to get right up on my butt. Anyway, and what about, back to Mr. Soprinowicz, what about when it turns out to be a real police officer? Did Las Vegan Ronald Perrin, who's 32, armed with only a basketball, when badge-heavy Metro officer Bruce Gettner emptied his 14-round Glock at him, really refuse to comply with some legitimate order after Gettner waited till they were alone on a nighttime street to initiate their confrontation back in 1999? We may never know, since the unarmed Mr. Perrin didn't survive to testify. Even though the coroner's jury voted 6-1 to let Officer Gettner walk, jury foreman Mark LePage said Gettner went too far that April night, and he said we all came to the conclusion that we couldn't convict him, but we all had reservations about what had happened. As long as inquest juries are instructed that a homicide is justifiable, providing the officer who kills merely perceived a threat, even if the victim turns out to have been unarmed, then an officer's use of deadly force will never be found criminally negligent, according to Mr. LePage. Several jurors voiced their difficulty with the fact that most of the shots came from the rear. Everyone had a problem with that. Officer Perrin had his back to the officer. The way the system is now, the cop always walks. How about Orlando Barlow, 28 years old, shot and killed with a .223 rifle by Metro Officer Brian Hartman as Barlow kneeled unarmed in a suburban front yard in 2003? Plenty of witnesses saw Mr. Barlow doing his best to submit and to comply with every order the cops shouted at him. How much good did the decision to submit do Orlando Barlow? Or do Orlando Barlow, Officer Ron? Dave Callis, president of the Las Vegas Police Protective Association, called a press conference later to insist that the BDRT t-shirts donned by members of Metro's Southwest 11 District to celebrate the Barlow hit stood for Big Dogs Run Together, not the rumored Baby's Daddy Removal Team. So the cops made some shirts up after they killed this guy. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just submit, and you'll get through it, unless you don't. 800-259-9231, more on the way about this, your stories as well, if you want to share them with us, or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon.
coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Martin.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away to you, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Got over 400,000 posts, 450,000 actually. Lots to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff, and a whole bunch of trolls. You'll find it all over at BBS. freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. The bureaucrats undermined your right to bear arms, and now they're taxing bottled water. That's right, water. Log on to enjoybottledwater.org and tell them enough is enough. Sign the petition fighting taxes and regulations on bottled water. After all, if they can tax water, what will they do next? Enjoybottledwater.org. Ben Soprinowitz, just a few more thoughts from him on the idea of submission. If you ask the cops, they'll tell you, just submit. If you want to get through this, just submit. Do whatever it is the cops demand of you and just submit. And Soprinowitz has given several examples of people that just submitted to real police and fake police, people who are claiming to be the police, and what ended up happening to them. In many cases, they died because they just submitted. Europe's Jews, said Soprinowitz, and other minorities submitted to lawful orders from 1934 to 1944. Where did it get them? Dead. And the Swiss insurance companies wouldn't even pay off their remaining survivors since the Nazis had somehow neglected to issue proper death certificates. This used to be a free country. For the first 50 years of the life of this republic, when things were pretty peaceful, from all reports, we didn't even have any police forces as we know them today. When was the Constitution amended, former Officer Ron, who suggested that everybody just submit? When did they take the old part that says we're to remain secure in our persons, houses, papers, and effects, free from search and seizure unless a warrant is issued upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and add it to your new section that reads, oh, yeah, unless someone calling himself a policeman decides to stop you and issue whatever arbitrary orders and commands he can dream up, at which point you have to submit, or else he can shoot you down like a dog. I've got my copy of the Constitution and Bill of Rights in front of me, Officer Ron. You know, the one every public servant swears an oath to protect and defend, even at the cost of his or her own precious officer safety. And I just can't find that part. Over at LouRockwell.com, Vince Aprinowitz writing. Now, is he suggesting that people should resist with violence? Well,
I don't know that there'd be any point in that, really.
That's going to guarantee, probably, that you end up dead. But I think there's a midpoint.
I think just asking some questions is a good idea. And, you know, not just assuming that the guy in front of you is in fact a police officer, it seems like a safe thing to do to me.
Well, last night there were some calls that went into the Porcupine 411 phone service, which is a service that has been set up by an activist up here in New Hampshire. Brilliant concept. You dial a phone number from any phone, cell phone, whatever. You leave a message. And then that message is distributed to hundreds of email addresses, people that have opted in to say, I would like to receive these messages. So at about 1 a.m. last night, a few messages came through the Pork 411 system from some of the activists out here in the Keene area. They were returning from a movie night, and one of them was pulled over. And he made a phone call while this was going on, saying that the cop had demanded that he get out of the car, and he refused to obey. I don't know if he handed over his license or registration, but anyway, she ended up giving him a ticket, but she demanded that he get out of the car. He refused, and she didn't do anything about it. So I think that's kind of the midpoint, right? It's the point between going all the way and resisting with violence or just saying no to certain things that they demand of you. Just, you know, don't roll your window all the way down when they demand that you do that, and don't get out of the car when they demand that you get out of the car.
I think not rolling your window down is a great way to get a ticket.
They may give you a ticket anyway.
They
Mark.
May very well. However, I believe me, in being pulled over, I have not gotten tickets far more times than I have. I treat the officer with respect, and I say sir or ma'am. But how do you know
it's a real cop?
They have lights on the top of their car.
So I can go buy some lights and put it up on my car
too. It's a real cop car. That's how I know.
How do you know it wasn't just stolen by somebody?
Well, now you're talking about the more remote possibility.
It's a remote possibility that somebody's a fake cop anyway.
It's a remote possibility, but it gets far more remote that they're a fake cop in a fake cop car or a fake cop in a real cop car. I mean, now you're getting into Hollywood stuff.
Yeah, the fake cop car would be a lot more difficult. But if you're in a parking lot, let's say, and a cop walks up to you in uniform and you don't see his car anywhere, and maybe he doesn't even have a name badge on, then you'd have to be a little suspicious. I mean, it'd be very difficult to fake the whole thing, the car, the uniform, everything, the gun on the hip.
I guess if you intend to pay every ticket that you get, Mark, then you should go ahead and just, you know, submit and roll down the window and get out of the car and do all that stuff. But up here in New Hampshire, we've got some activists that are moving up here, and many of them are already here, that are willing to not pay the tickets. So these are people that are willing to refuse to obey to that point. They're willing to non-cooperate to that point. And if you're willing to go that far, then I don't think that you should roll down the window just to be nice to the cop. I don't think that you should obey whatever diktats the cops throw in your direction. And in the case of Mike Barsky last night, who was pulled over for speeding, he did end up getting a ticket. But will he pay that ticket? I don't know. I don't have him here to ask that, but I don't see that it's likely that Mike Barsky will be paying this particular speeding ticket. What I think was interesting about the occasion was that when a cop demands somebody gets out of their car, most people are going to get out of the car.
Yep.
And he successfully refused to obey that order. And she didn't do anything about it. You could say that she could have not given him the ticket had he just done what she was demanding. But she could also have escalated the situation once he got out of the car and tried searching the car. And who knows what she might have found.
Mike Barsky is cop bait. I mean, unfortunately, he's not going to not get that ticket.
So there you go. So my point here, Mark, is that non-cooperation, even just a little bit, can really help hold the line against an abusive police force. Because if the police are used to people just doing whatever it is that they demand, that gets into their head. They're likely to just issue whatever demands they want to, and if you don't comply, pull a taser.
Unreasonable demands should not be complied with. However, I think that there's certain ways of treating the officer with respect that aren't unreasonable, Ian. I think that you're talking about an individual here, a real live human being. If you treat them like a real live human being with respect, and you know, like you care about them, then you're going to do better. Now, you know, if you're dealing
with a human being who has a proclivity toward hurting people and taking taking them and putting them in cold jail cells.
That's a judgment that you've made ahead of time. You don't know that person. If you act like that's how that person is, then they're much more likely
so
to act
you shouldn't
that way.
So you shouldn't be cautious around men and women that are possibly that have the ability to take you and throw you in a jail cell. You should just bow down to them and do whatever it is they
did
demand.
I say that?
What are you saying?
You should be cautious.
I said you should treat people with respect, Ian.
Right.
So get out of the car when they demand that you get out of the car and
ask them why they want you to get out of the car.
Sure.
Excuse me, officer. Why do you?
Because I said so.
That's not good enough, sir. Do you have a reason for that?
You need to step out of the car right now.
I'm not going to step out of the car. Thank you.
Well, you're not respecting his demands.
That's not respecting the individual and his demands is something entirely different.
I see.
If the cop asks me to take my pants off, I'm going to ask him why.
Because I don't want to see your nice cheeks.
It's just not good enough, sir.
You know something, though? It doesn't have to get to that. You know, when you get pulled over by a cop for whatever reason, what I always do is if it's nighttime, I turn the inside light on, I shut the car off, I put my hands on the wheel, because mm-hmm. that shows the cop as he approaches that you respect what he's trying to do and that you respect his safety. And then he feels more at ease that he can trust you not to blow him away, because some people do that stuff. And that usually starts the interaction on a positive note, and from there it usually goes in a better direction. But if there's anything that you do, even you might not be aware of it, that makes the cop feel uneasy, like, you know, he might be in danger, he's going to be a little more uptight, especially if he just came from some call that was really nasty before there. So you never know what baggage the cop is taking to that interaction with you. So the best thing you can do without bowing down is just to make the cop feel at ease.
I agree with that. I agree with keeping your hands up on the steering wheel so they can't accuse you of reaching for a gun or something like that. I actually had a cop get set on edge because I did that once, because they were wondering why I was doing that. And I explained to them, well, I heard that this helps you feel a little bit better, so that's why I did it. And then they told me they wanted to bring out a tint meter to check my tinting to see if it was too dark, and luckily the tint meter was indisposed at the moment, so they ended up letting me go. All right, let's go to your phone calls. You bring up whatever you want. Talk to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hi there. I know we're going up against the news break here. I was just recently accused of being an idealist, and I don't know if that's a bad thing. I mean, are we idealists? Are people who like us who believe in liberty, are we idealists?
I'd say yes. I'd say yes, we are, and I don't see what's wrong with it. I mean, what's wrong with that particular ideal? Nothing.
You know, I don't know, and I was thinking, well, if somebody wants universal health care, socialized medicine, or as I call it, fascistic medicine, I think that person is an idealist, too. It's just that his plan has slightly better odds of happening than my plan does.
Yeah. Idealist is a smear. Everybody's an idealist, whether they want the current system or they want a different one. It's just a smear.
You're right. It's basically an easy exit from a conversation where the other individual doesn't really have much they can say to you. If you've got more, hang on. We'll bring it back, Stephen. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. And if you want to help draw the line between respect and obedience with the cops, we'd love to have you call in on that, too.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic...